The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The disciples said to Jesus, "Now you are talking plainly and not in any figure of speech. Now we realize that you know everything and that you do not need to have anyone question you. Because of this, we believe that you came from God." Jesus answered them, "Do you believe now? Behold, the hour is coming and has arrived when each of you will be scattered to his own home, and you will leave me alone. But I am not alone, because the Father is with me. I have told you this so that you might have peace in me. In the world, you will have trouble, but take courage. I have conquered the world." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
It's always an interesting commemoration for us, Memorial Day, because there are two movements, I think, that we ought to honor. And one is this pro patria, right? For the good of the homeland and for the fatherland. And it's noble and it's good that we see beyond ourselves to sacrifice for a greater good, and not simply just the people around us and our families, our neighborhoods, our cities, our states, and the rest, but really our country. That's a great good, and we have that. So we have that rising movement of those who have been willing to give their lives and have, in fact, given their lives for the fatherland. And then we have, say, this theological, I won't say an imposition, but a theological stream that has to run through the entire movement for it to be good. I don't know if I'd say it's a purification of motives and motivations, because each person who sacrificed his life, even for fatherland, himself can be motivated by really what we find in the gospel, is that Jesus is the Prince of Peace. There's no one is giving his life for, say, a prince of war or for destruction and the rest. What we all want is peace. And so that's the, I'm even hesitant to call it a religious movement. This is what makes that sacrifice worthy of being not only acknowledged, but also honored, and also, I think, imitated. Because these now men and women giving their life for country saw beyond themselves and gave themselves to a cause that was beyond self-interest. And how significant that is for us today, where we are increasingly self-interested and self-absorbed, each and every one of us. Each and every one of us is increasingly self-absorbed. If you're not working against it day after day, moment after moment, it's happening to you as well. That is how the world is turning us, right? In on our very selves. So these men and women who were able to go beyond themselves are worthy of imitation. And it's when we go beyond ourselves to what and whom God is calling us to be that our own sacrifice, our own being turned out and to the needs of the people around us and our local communities and the state and our country and the family of God, that goes beyond that, that makes it worthy. So we come here today to make sacrifice for those who have gone before us and given their lives. We pray for them. We pray for them because they gave up all for us. We can give up some prayers and some thoughts this day for them. But we also ask our Lord to make of us a sacrifice for his peace, for his good order in the world. And it starts in our hearts, being set at peace in that loving communion with our Lord in our hearts. We can be messengers, ambassadors, bringers of that peace to the people around us, to our local community, and so on and so forth, to the entire world.